To my fate! 90.1 FM Turmoil, music from the Dayglow Abortions, and that was Wasted Not Worried from their new release, Corporate Whore. Let me run down who we just heard from before that. Sham 69 started us off with They Don't Understand. Rhythm Collision from their CD release, Collision Course, which is sort of a compilation of B-sides and unreleased tracks and foreign imports, things like that. They gave us Holiday. Ending everything up, the Dayglow Abortions with Wasted Not Worried. With me on the phone tonight, Jesus Bonehead, drummer extraordinaire for the Dayglow Abortions. How you doing tonight, Jesus?
Great, Long Island. How y'all doing?
We're doing great. First off, I want to congratulate you guys on picking up Mark Messier.
Yeah, wow, that blew my mind. They tried to give us Gretzky last year. We refused. I was really surprised to see that.
That must be the talk of the town.
Vancouver, you know. We had the riot, you didn't. But now, you know, you never know with Messier, even though he's an old fart like myself. It should be good. It's, $18 million for 3 years.
Something like
that.
Yeah, you guys can retire on that, I guess.
Yeah, well, let's see. That's an American fund, so that'll be about 26 Canadian. So. You did a good deal.
Smart deal.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens this year. You know, the Rangers won it. We want it next time.
Okay. You guys are the Canucks. How long has it been, Rhett?
If you notice one of our lyrics there on Corporate Whores, Steve, we say, talk about being losers, and it's basically we can't dribble a puck like
right.
a Canuck. You know?
Yep. that's why I brought it up, the whole trade thing, because I had been listening to the CD, and I saw that line, and I'm going, I got to bring up Messier.
I think that's in Stroke all day.
So, anyway, you guys got a new album out called Corporate Whore, and the lineup has changed yet again. You're like the anchor for the band.
Yeah, well, Bud's still with us, and he was, if anybody remembers the old albums, he was actually Couch Potato. And before that, if anybody got out of the womb, he was Stupid. We just kept changing his name because he was never there when we were doing it, right?
So, actually, he's grown from a couch potato to a spud. He's working his way.
He grew eyes.
Next year, he might be a French fry.
Yeah, it's still me and Spud. And Anus is back right now from the Guano and Two Dogs album. And so, you know, Jimbo's been hanging with us for about 4 years, and so has Hung. They've done the last two albums. And Cretton's, you know, off doing his Lummox thing. He somehow got hooked on that Vince Gill, Garth Brooks, and thought, I can make money at this or something.
It is an interesting release, that Lummox album. It's sort of like country punk or...
Yeah, right? it's kind of anal, but, you know, it's country.
I guess that's what you Canadians take for country, I guess.
Well, you know, what do we got? Shania Twain, you know.
K.D. Lang.
That guy. Well, you know, we seem to kick everybody's ass down there in the music industry just because, you know, more albums are being sold by Canadians than Americans, and the population's 10-1. Now, but, you know.
I think it starts in the womb up there or something like that. I think that beer or something.
But it's a great big conspiracy. Canada is secretly taking over the entertainment business of the United States.
Well, you're free to have it, actually.
Really, eh? Well,
it's not bad here.
You have your Saturday Night Live, but when you take away my kids in the hall, you know, you put them on Saturday Night Live, it's like I'm turning off the boob tube.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So, you guys, I caught you at a good time because you're going to be starting a tour tomorrow, in fact.
Well, actually, we're playing here in our hometown for the first time in 6 months tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll start the tour off tonight in Victoria, and then we head off to Calgary, which is kind of like your Texas. For all you people that don't know the geography. And then we head all the way to Newfoundland.
Wow.
Yeah, which is like some rock above Maine. I hear the priests are real nice up there. They seem to be getting busted for a lot of things from the early days. So we can't wait to get there and go confess our sins.
Just watch out for them molesting priests, right?
Actually, we're going to be looking right for them.
Now, I spoke to you last week or so, and you said you're not allowed to play the States.
Well, we seem to have a problem with that Tipper Gore. She's kind of taken back ever since we said that nice thing about her on the back of the Fetus of Fetus album. And then with our obscenity trial up here in 1990, when, God, some cop's daughter was listening to our music, and he freaked out and had a 3-month investigation. And then they raided my record company and put us through hell for about 2.5 years in Supreme Court. At the same time, Two Live Crew was, you know, being really obscene with that, you know, Born in the USA crap.
Right.
And it seems like they made the money and we just paid a lot of money. But we were acquitted. But that's still on our records down there. Every time we go across immigration, they just go, day glows, eh? They even got the A down when it comes down to it. So, and last time we had work visas and everything that we got through New York, and they refused and told us we'd get 2 years in the can if we tried to come back.
Just for obscenity charges. Isn't that amazing?
I know, you know.
It's
all tongue-in-cheek, man.
You could have killed somebody and still be able to play the states.
Yeah, I know. You know, you might not be able to move out of the state, but you still, you know, you can sit at home with a home monitor, you know. Yeah, it's a wacky world. It's a stupid world, if I'm correct.
Yes. And so, do you have any plans to sort of sneak into the states with, like, under an assumed name?
Yeah, like, I was thinking of coming in as, like, MDC or something. Yeah, I'm Dave Dichter. No, that's what MDC did to come into Canada. They were Matt Dixon and the Confederates.
That's a
so,
new one.
Actually, we were thinking about taking a canoe or a Zodiac across the strait here and sneaking in, but then we'd still have to get around and borrow gear, and I don't know. It's you know, we used to tour down there all the time in the 80s. I remember playing with Discharge and DRI at, like, City Gardens.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we did the CBGBs with, God, Gangrene and Raw Power from Italy. And back then, you know, we were a little younger, and we didn't really give a crap about the whole thing. But it's really deterring when you spend 4 months on setting up a tour, and then this one person at the 49th parallel is telling you that no matter what paperwork you've got, you're not coming in.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the word band really means band, double band, you know?
Right, right.
Because it works on both sides. And Reagan passed some kind of bill that said that so when people from outside the country come in, they've got to have a reasonable, you know, if they're playing classical, it's cool, but if they're playing anything that's like punk rock or something, they just frown on it totally.
Yeah, well, I think that whole law was passed to prevent other musicians from coming in and taking jobs away from American musicians.
Well, there you go.
Which is, I know a lot of bands from England and overseas have, you know, they have to sneak in basically to play the states because they won't get those work visas.
Well, supposedly Reagan lumped it all into the same thing. So if you're a sports person,
uh-huh,
or a musician, there's only so many visas that are coming through, right?
Right.
And they lump them all together, and then they give them, like, in the Olympics and stuff like that, no bands got in because all of it went to, you know, Zimbabwe and South Africa.
Oh, God.
It's just strange shit like that.
Oop. Don't worry about it.
Like that, you know, Mr. Reagan, you know, I think I made an album cover about him.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to bring up next. I'm sure the listeners out there want to hear some more music. You guys have remastered and remixed, I guess, your first release, Feed Us, Feed Us.
Yeah, we did. We just took it away from our old record company that was ripping us off blind. So I talked with my lawyers and they're saying, well, it's 9 years in breach. Go for it. But since I released it, I got sued for $750,000. But, hey, what's money, you know? As long as I don't get near the beer.
Right.
Stay away from the beer.
You're going to give our listeners a false impression that you guys actually make that much money to be able to pay
it. Yes, it's a very big false impression. And, of course, it's all in Canadian, so really it's not that much money.
Right, right. I can't believe it. I'm going to Toxic Shock. Was it Toxic Shock would actually do something like that?
Yeah, well, it wasn't Toxic Shock that did that.
No?
It was a fringe product. Toxic Shock, I don't think, has any more money than, say, we do, right? But, you know, that's all. I leave that to the lawyers, and I just sort of look at the bills and throw them on my desk and try to avoid them.
Okay, so we're going to give a listen now. Who actually remastered this? Was this just your own little thing, or did some of the old members of the band get together? And
well, actually, God Records here, one of the things we do, we've got a sonic system back here, and my boss, Mark Franklin, does about 80% of all mastering on the West Coast. And we actually went out and bought our own CD in a store and then came in here and mastered it.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't have the master tapes anymore?
No, they won't. You don't really need them anymore.
Right.
I shouldn't tell that. yeah, you don't need all the original two tracks or anything. Those are, you know, back in the old days when you're using 1-inch and 2-inch and 1/4-inch tapes.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, things have changed totally now. But, yeah, we just went and bought the CD out of the store and remastered it and really bummed out my old label that thought they had us by the gonads.
Right. So why don't we give a listen to something then from the your first release, Feed? Well, actually, on the cover, it's like Feed USA Fetus or Feed Us a Fetus.
Feed Us a Fetus, America.
Right, with Ronnie and Nancy on the cover there. So from the Dago Abortions, on the phone with me, Jesus Bonehead, drummer of the band, and I was talking to him just before they start their Canadian tour. So I'm extra thrilled tonight to have him here, and I'm not
going to... Pleasure to be in Long Island right now.
Yeah, I wish you could be, to play live here in the studios.
That'd be great. Well, next time when we finally do get over the border, we'll be there.
Okay, great. From the album Feed Us a Fetus, America, this is I'm My Own God here on Turmoil. 90.1 FM. Turmoil Music from the Dayglow Abortions. We heard two cuts from them. From the Fetus. Saying it too fast. Fetus, A Fetus, America, re-release, remaster, remixed, everything like that. We heard I'm My Own God. And then we heard from, I think this was like their third release, Two Dogs Bleeping.
That was our fourth release.
Okay. They gave us Courage in a Can. This was produced by John Wright, which I'm thinking no means no.
Yes, sirree.
Okay, drummer, right?
Yep.
Okay, Rob was the bassist, John was the drummer.
Yeah, he was just in my studio yesterday. He also was in the Hanson Brothers, and they were in here doing the Show Business Giants, which is another band they're all in. They're just in a million bands, those guys.
Yeah, and it's really wild that, you know, some of my favorite bands seem to be from Vancouver. No Means No, I've, you know, interviewed them like 10 years ago.
They're from Victoria, too, which right. is smaller. You know, we're on the island. Vancouver's over there.
Right, and DOA also. I remember one year I was like, me and my friends were like DOA heads because we just like followed them up and down the East Coast for the summer.
Joey and the boys, yeah. Well, you know, I don't know. This is a little mecca. You know, back in 77, when I was even a kid, I used to go to Vancouver and sit there and watch like Black Flag and DOA and Dead Kennedys, and they'd all play this place called the Smiling Buddha. It's a lot like what CBGB's was, at least what I remember of it. And it just had the whole thing from California and Seattle coming up here. And still, if you look at the bands that have, you know, have made it through, you know, a lot of them do come out of this part of the country.
You're still plugging along.
Yes, plugging along.
How does it feel?
Hey, it's not the money, man. We're in it for the fun.
Yeah, it must be pretty wild to be playing to like kids half your age, though.
Well, you know, since I probably did most of their, you know, their mothers, yeah. I go, are you my kid? And they go, are you my dad? Yes, things like that happen. It's a lot of fun going on the road because you get to see all these kids and you go, God, that looks like you, Spud.
That's probably why you're not allowed in the States there.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Now, we were just talking about some of the troubles you had here in the States, especially Connecticut, which, you know, some people think is a progressive state, but, like, we were talking, and you were saying you couldn't even get beer there after, like, 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock is the cutoff in the 7-Eleven, so we had to drive all the way to the city to get beer. So we just, struck Connecticut right off there and said, well, I don't know, you know.
But it did supply a good portion of some entertainment on one of your tours, I heard.
Hey, we were dumpster diving behind that club in Stamford.
The Anthrax.
The Anthrax. And it turns out that they had the largest supply of books. And we went dumpster diving all night, and we filled the whole tour bus up with them. I mean, we had about 40,000 books. And we distributed them freely at all our shows.
Now, you guys must have been pretty exhausted when you played.
Yes, our hands hurt. we were nearly blind.
You're still waiting for that. You're still shaving the hair off your palms, right?
Yes, that's right. And then we were lucky enough to, when we were in the tri-state there, we hung out with Uncle Floyd a number of years back, and we did his show. And then I just see him, he's writing for Hustler now, or Swank.
I can't believe you were on the Uncle Floyd show.
Yeah, we were on the Uncle Floyd show. Geez, who else was on the bills? The Skulls? Well, a number of bands were filming, and they all had their gear in there, right? And they're lip-syncing.
Uh-huh.
And we're like, this sucks, man. I'm not going to pull all my gear in here to do stupid songs. So what we did is we went into the janitor's closet.
Right.
Grabbed a mop and a broom, and we came out, we did the show, and we just played with a mop and a broom, and Nev the Impaler jumped up, and he lost balance, and he knocked Uncle Floyd's caramel hat off his desk and crashed into the wall, and you see Uncle Floyd biting his nails. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen.
That's something we'll have to keep an eye out for then.
Actually, Steve, I have a copy of it. I'll see if I can get you a copy and send it back. Send it back to where it actually was made.
Right, we'll have to re-air it. Uncle Floyd outtakes.
It did play. So.
I think that's what started him on the road to writing for Hustler.
Yeah, there you go. Or it was Swank, one of the two.
So, you're starting your tour tomorrow. Why don't you give us a list of where you're going to be playing? Is it a long tour, short tour?
It's almost 2 months long.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing because Canada's so small. But there's like 40 little towns in the five major cities of Canada, so it'll be fun.
Now, do you still get problems playing shows with the name The Dayglow Abortions?
Yes, we do. That's why we kept the name, you know. It's the very first time we became the Daigle Abortions. We basically, you know, had a little problem, and they wrote about us in the paper, and we said, listen, we've got something on here, you know. Because, I don't know, that word just seems to offend people. Mm-hmm. And then when you add our lyrical content, it's exactly what we tried to make, you know.
Well, you guys cover the whole gamut from, like, songs such as Corporate Whores to Stroke All Day.
Yes. there's a number of lovely ditties on any of our albums.
The one most interesting was a urinal disc sandwich.
Yes, I was even surprised, but our guitar player, when he's in the drunk tank, he found this out by some drunk guy, and they started sucking on these little hockey pucks that they put in the urinal, right?
That's right.
That's it, kids. If you can't find it, you can't get it at the store, just go find those little hockey pucks.
Now, here's the interesting question. Where can someone pick up your new CD?
Well, out there, I guess I got Dutch East distributing it, so I don't really know all the Ma and Pa stores out there, but Dutch East is distributing it, Rots is distributing it. God, I don't know.
Okay, so this is one of the things they'll have to actually, like, I guess, request for. It's not going to be right up there with the Shania Twain.
Just go to your local Tower Records store.
Right.
They're actually buying it from me for some strange reason.
Are they really?
I'm not quite who's got it, but I know it's out there.
Wow, that's great. Okay, well, I want to wish you a lot of luck on your tour. I know I have to let you go because you have a sound check coming up soon.
For sure, Stevie K. I really appreciate it for having me on your show, and I'd like to thank all the future Dayglo fans and all the ones that have been sticking around. Thanks a lot.
And we're going to...
Twice.
Right. And hopefully we'll talk to you when you get back from the tour, and you can tell us a whole bunch of...
I'll tell you all the gory stuff.
Okay, we're going to play Welfare Nation. I just want to remind listeners, because of the FCC rules here in America, that some of the lyrics on this song are offensive. And if you are easily offended, please tune to another station for the next 3 or 4 minutes or so. And if you want to hear something that'll get your mind in gear, then stay tuned for this. Jesus Bonehead from the Daigle Abortions, good luck on the tour. This is Welfare Nation from their new release, Corporate Whores, here on Turmoil. Hypercar react. 90.1 FM Turmoil. Music from the Dayglow Abortions out of Vancouver. Or Victoria, which is off Vancouver. Striking a little nerve there, I guess, when I speak to Jesus Bonehead of the band. I'd like to thank Jesus for taking the time to talk. This is from their new one, Corporate Whores. If you'd like to pick it up, a few distributors here in the States are selling it, so you can go to your local record store and they could probably special order it if they don't already have it in the store. If you'd like the address, you can give me a call here at 632-6901 and I'll give you the address to write to, and include like a self-addressed stamped envelope, and they'll probably be able to send you a catalog. I don't know if they do direct sales or not, but I think they might. I should have asked them that. Anyway, from the Dayglow Abortions, Welfare Nation. A few things, I had to leave a few questions out that I wanted to ask Jesus, because they are doing a show tonight, and he was kind enough to take a few minutes out before he headed off to the club. He works for a label called God Records, and one of the many bands on the label besides Dayglow Abortions and Lummix, which we mentioned earlier in the show, is sort of like a ska punk band called Pressure Cooker. And I figured you guys would like to hear something from them, because this is a really fine release from that band. So from Pressure Cooker, this is On the Beat from, I believe this is their first CD release. They had a few, a 7-inch and a cassette out. So from Pressure Cooker, On the Beat, here on Turmoil.
Dependence, not on them. Those you thought were friends. A common fight, the means to your end. You're gone. in session. All rise.
Are you some more injustice or a lie?
from New Jersey. That's a band known as Squiggy. And, of course, that song was Dead End Kids. Hard to figure that out. And that's from a new 45 of theirs on Headache Records, putting out Oi music from New Jersey for over 10 years now. Dead End Kids from Squiggy from their Anti-Establishment 45. Started off with Pressure Cooker, who gave us On the Beat from their CD release out of Victoria. Heckle, new music from those guys. They gave us Dependent from their new one, The Complicated Futility of Ignorance. Had a request for The Foreskin, so we went back a few years for Justice from those guys. Squiggy ending it all up with Dead End Kids. So we heard Pressure Cooker, Heckle, The Foreskin, Squiggy here on Turmoil. No Earth and Sky tonight, so we'll be bypassing that at 9 o'clock. But around 9:15 or so, we'll be running down some shows taking place the next couple of weeks. In fact, I don't even see a concert billboard for 10 o'clock this evening. So you have to go by my listings at 9:15. From Brazil, I had an email from this label called Teenager in a Box. And it was pretty wild to get an email from all the way from Brazil. And usually you get emails from these bands and they're like, can we send you stuff? And I'm like, yeah, okay. And most of it's really disappointing. But these guys came through from the reference to Minor Threat from their title of the CD, title of the band, Dance of Days. You can hear the influence right there from the early DC sound. So let's give a listen to Dance of Days from their 6 First Hits release from Brazil. This is Fallen here on Turmoil.
Of those brown